From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish news reports say a suspect has been arrested in the deadly New Year's Eve terrorist attack on an Istanbul nightclub. The Hurriyet Daily News said Abdulkadir Masharipov was detained Monday in Istanbul. It reported the suspect was undergoing medical tests. Turkish media report thousands of soldiers will be sent into Syria as Turkish forces struggle to recapture the strategically important town of Al-Bab from the Islamic State group. Last month, 16 Turkish soldiers were killed in one attack in Al-Bab, where jihadists increasingly are using suicide bombers and truck bombs. Syrian rebels say they will attend peace talks in Kazakhstan next week. They say the meetings in Astana on January 23rd will focus on the ceasefire, humanitarian issues, and violations by the regime. The opposition suffered a major setback in December when it lost the rebel-held districts of eastern Aleppo. British Prime Minister Theresa May plans to give a speech Tuesday in which she sets out some of the details as to how her nation will leave the European Union. She will tell an audience that includes diplomats and Brexit negotiators that Britain will not seek a half-in, half-out arrangement with the EU, but will leave it altogether to create a new equal partnership with the bloc. She is expected to outline 12 priorities for upcoming Brexit talks. The British pound hit a new low on Monday on fears of the Prime Minister's hard Brexit. This is VOA News. The regional government of Northern Ireland has collapsed and will be dissolved next week. Early elections are planned for March 2nd. The government's demise was deemed likely last week when Deputy First Minister Martin McGuinness resigned to protest First Minister Arlene Foster's handling of a green energy plan. Foster blames her opponents.
We, as a party, have done all that we can to maintain government in the Northern Ireland Assembly so that the real issues like health, education, and Brexit are addressed. But instead of trying to work with us, as we have done so many times in the past with Sinn Féin, they have chosen to pursue political self-interest.
Observers are predicting a brutal election that will come at the very moment that the British government is seeking to solidify its exit from the European Union. German Chancellor Angela Merkel promised Monday to seek agreement with U.S. President-elect Donald Trump once he is sworn in later this week. Those comments come in response to a weekend interview in which Trump alarmed some European Union leaders by repeating long-standing criticisms of NATO. Cuba and the United States agreed Monday to cooperate in the fight against terrorism, drug trafficking, and other criminal activities. National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes flew to Cuba just days before the Obama administration is due to leave office to witness the signing of a memorandum of understanding to initiate the new cooperation. The incoming Trump administration has already said it will review the Cuba policy. Former U.S. astronaut Gene Cernan, the last man to walk on the surface of the moon, died Monday at the age of 82. No cause given for his death. United Nations envoy Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed went to Yemen Monday. He met with senior Yemeni leaders, including President Abu Rabu Mansour Hadi, to appeal for a return to a truce. The meeting came as Yemen reached the grim milestone of 10,000 civilians dead in the violence. The Egyptian public is applauding a court ruling against a government agreement to hand over some strategic islands to Saudi Arabia. Edward Uranian reports.
The audience in the courtroom erupted with applause Monday as Egypt's top administrative court rejected a government decision to hand over two long-contested Red Sea islands to Saudi Arabia. The ruling had prompted a rash of public demonstrations last spring to oppose what many called a government diktat. Egypt's former Deputy Supreme Court Justice Tahani Gebali told Egyptian media the government does not have the final word in matters that are contested, since the judiciary and parliament oversee its decisions. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
And from the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.